These sessions are for you, so we want to start out by giving you a little bit of information and then really get more into, question and answer, those kind of things that you have. So this morning, this conference call is set up for those of you at the system or district level in years 1, 2, and 3. This afternoon we'll have a similar conference for those systems in year 4 and 5, and some of the detail with them is just a little bit different. So I want to tell you a little bit about what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, some questions that I'm getting. And I think there are a number of systems out there, probably not any of you because you're on this call. However, we have a significant number of systems out there who are probably a little behind insofar as having their visit scheduled and having their agenda completed, having some communication between the chair and the OVT and that system. So if you're not there yet, and if that's where you are and you have questions, we really want to get busy and get that part done. So by now, you should have had some correspondence with your chair. You should have a visit scheduled. Some of you may have had a visit. You certainly want to have an agenda set so that you know what's going to take place during that visit. And then you can communicate back and forth. Additionally, and I've been assisting some of the year 4 or 5 districts with this lately, additionally, the chair and the OVP should have a PDF copy of the initial report, because there's a lot of information on there that helps them understand where you may be, or maybe some of the challenge areas and maybe some of the more achieved areas that you have in that process. So when you go into your initial report and you put your cursor at the bottom of the page, there is a save button where you can save that as a file, a PDF, to your desktop, or you can send it or print from there. We can talk about that a little bit earlier. So those are the big things. Having a date, setting an agenda, sharing some information, moving along. We have always recommended that those visits take place somewhere between March 15th and April 15th. That's very loose. That's just as people ask for when we should do it. That's a time frame that we selected. I will tell you that if you're in year 1, 2, 3, and 4, having those visits a little later than earlier is fine. But as you anticipate getting into year 5, and we'll be talking about this in the next several years, every year actually, your fifth year visit should take place earlier than later so that you can submit all of your evidence to the ARC so they can begin working on that and we can get that out. For example, if you waited till April 15th to have your visit and the ARC meets right about the same time, or maybe they've even met the week before, that time frame doesn't really work out for them to review your evidence and artifacts to make a recommendation to the board. So year 5 is the only visit schedule, I think, that has an urgency to it, that it really needs to be earlier than later. And certainly by that time, we would anticipate that you've been through the process, you're ready to go, and that shouldn't be a problem. We do understand that right now there's a big learning curve for those of you that are in year 1, 2, and 3, and sometimes you're a little behind and need some assistance, and that's okay. So I think lastly, before we maybe take any questions, or Jeanette maybe has a comment or two, please don't feel that it's a problem for you to self-disclose, if you will, that you're a little remiss or a little behind. We want to get it right, and we want to help you. If that's where you are for whatever reason, that's okay. Don't feel bad about that, but certainly get busy and let's get going on this and reach out to let us know how we can help you. So with that, maybe Jeanette has a comment or two, and then we'll open it up for some questions from you.
All right. I just have one more thing to end up adding to that, and as I want to remind you as a system, that once you have your visit, to go back into the KISA application if you did not do that during the visit and finish completing item 15 of that KISA application, and then item 16, which is indicating that you have presented that to your superintendent, of course, the superintendent and the state and your local board of education. And then once you complete those last two items in that KISA application, then you're ready to actually submit the application to KFDE. So I just wanted to reiterate that either during your visit, you're going to be completing item 15, or after your visit, you're going to go in and complete that. Item 15 is all about kind of what happened during the visit, so it's your opportunity to jot down your thoughts and thinking about the visit, what they told you. It's kind of for your record and for your local board of education. The other question that's on that item 15 is who your team members are. We have, although we have a list of who team members are who have taken the training and are available to you, really the only way for us to know if those people are being tagged and how often and things like that is for you to provide us the information on who your team members were. So if you could do that, we would definitely appreciate that very much. Questions?
Jeanette?
Yes.
Hey, this is Max Heinrich, Superintendent Hillsborough. As we complete that item 15, and I'm probably talking as a chair now, has anybody already met that you might send us some examples of what you might want that to look like? Is that a narrative? Is that bulleted? Is that a little of both? How do you want that to look when we're doing that
Max? The item 15 in the KISA application is for the system, not to be confused with what you're going to be filling out as a chair.
Okay. Is that going to look some similar, though, as we get
It probably will. I think you're going to be filling out a summary report that kind of asks you some of those similar questions as a chair. And you're going to fill up that, you're going to complete that report with feedback from your team members and things like that. But it's going to be from your perspective in terms of what you saw, what you did, maybe feedback that you gave the school. And at the same time, then when the district completes that item 15, they're going to be kind of jotting down those same kind of pieces, but from their perspective in terms of what they're hearing and what they've noticed and stuff like that. Later on, because that KISA application is visible to both of you, you'll be able to compare notes and see whether or not you're both were hearing the same thing, really tracking in the same way, et cetera, because you'll be able to read what the district completed, and the district will be able to see what you ended up writing. But your report might not come in. We're asking that once you visit with the school district that you try to complete that yearly summary report and the OVT workbook at least within 30 days of your visit. So that way the system with their KISA application, if they have a board meeting fairly quickly, they can fill that in and complete that without having to wait for your report.
Okay. Additionally, go ahead.
So that item 15 really needs to be filled out by us before we have the visit.
Well, you can fill it out before the visit and then give it to your.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
And then print it and give a copy to your visiting team and chair so that they will know kind of where you're at around those areas. And then they can read it and they can begin formulating questions that they might want to ask about those pieces.
That's a conversation we've had with each other, that we would fill that out. And so they would know kind of what we're doing and then what other questions they might ask of what we need to do or what's next on or whatever.
We feel pretty confident that when we release the next version of the authenticated application, that now is the initial report that'll have information in a place for both the district leadership and the chair to input information that Jeanette alluded to. once you see that and it's set for release on March 15th, I think a lot of this will be much more clear, the resources, what you need to do. And we feel really good about that and have been working really hard. And that'll be available to you March 15th, and we'll keep you apprised between now and then on the progress. And all of this will be coming together, and you'll see it in one place.
So quick question about that. I know I'm dominating this probably a little
okay.
too much.
No.
But, the question for me would be, if I have a visit on the 28th and we have spring break that next week, the week before that, I'll be around working, but I'm not sure that I'll have the people around that I need to ask all the questions to have that all filled out. But my goal was to have it all kind of in shape before the 15th and get it out to the chair and let them see a little bit about this is what we see us doing. This is what we believe we're doing. And then let them formulate questions. And there's going to be another form by the 15th, though, I guess is my question, that we'd have to do something different in, or?
Okay, no. So let me take it from the perspective of the system first, of
okay.
you as the superintendent of Hillsborough.
Yes.
Okay. So you have a visit coming in, and you did you completed the KESA report all through item 15.1.
Correct.
Okay, so you can go ahead and print that and provide that to your chair.
Perfect.
Okay, now if you want additional information to go out to your chair, our suggestion would be to take a look at the OVT workbook.
Uh-huh.
Because the OVT workbook is going to have questions and things that the chair and the OVT team is going to review with your district.
Okay.
Now, although not required for you to complete that from a systems point of view, you can always answer some of those questions in that and provide that to your chair prior to your chair coming.
And Jeanette, are those questions like the compliance, the foundation structures, relationships, relevance, response? Because if you go down past 15.1, you start looking at those things, and do we need to be able to tell our visiting team what we're doing in each of those areas? So there's a little bit there for them to have a little prior knowledge.
Right, yes. They will okay. be asking around about those questions as well.
Okay.
And so that'll be what they will be completing and trying to find out from you. So you could either provide them prior to the visit some information so that they can read it, and then when they go to the visit, they might have specific questions based on what you ended up telling them, or when they come in, they're going to be asking about those questions, and
right.
then you as a system should just be prepared to kind of answer those questions, and you have that there to know what they're coming in to look to discuss and review.
Correct. That's kind of what we've talked about, is sending the information to them so they have a little bit of what we believe, and if they have any more questions on it, they need to ask at that point.
Right. So as a system, if you complete 15.2 prior, the rest of 15 prior to the visit, what I would probably do as a system is go back and take a look at what I wrote and what my discussion with the team was, and maybe add some comments about the visit, what happened during the visit.
Here's kind of how I see that going for us. We'll create a Google Doc for our visiting team. We'll put in what we wanted to send to them, and then they can add to it. And then at some point, we'll cut and paste it into the KESA document.
And that's That's perfect.
So yeah. I want to just have a moment of silence because somebody has arrived. That's a great plan. That's a great way to do that. That's always one of the big questions, you know, is how do we do that? And that is that's a great option for you in the chair to have that understanding of what you're going to do. That is a really good way to do that. Not the only way, but it's a very good way.
Yeah. So as a system, you won't have something else to complete after March 15th. Because as a system, your only responsibility besides, you know, getting prepared for the visit and sharing whatever you want with your visiting team, the only thing for KSDE purposes as a system is to complete the rest, to make sure that you finish and submit that KESA application.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. Any other comments or questions?
I've got one clarification. At the last conference call, you mentioned assurances, and I think that was pertaining to question 16 that's done after the visit. Is that where the assurances come into play?
Yes, that's correct. That is the questions that are on item 16 refer to does your superintendent, is it they're aware of the report? Has it been taken to your local Board of Education? And I think something about do they agree with the report or are they content with it or something like that.
Okay. I've got another question or just maybe clarification. When in looking at the visit and the 5 R's, you know, I mean, I remember the last call, too, we talked about needing to maintain in all of the areas, but, you know, focus on a couple of those. Maybe this is something the chair could comment on. When going into a district, you know, looking at a sample agenda, it looks like you could spend 20 minutes on each of the 5. We're probably, our district at this point, we're familiar with, but we haven't done a lot to address 2 or 3 of them, but our focus has been relationships and relevance, excuse me. So
I think you'll find, yeah, and that's a good question and a good point. I think what you'll find out is as you're working on your goal areas and your areas of focus, you'll find out that there's a lot of overlap and impact on those other R's. You know, there's in relationships, of course, there's, you're talking about students, and then in relevance, you're talking about student engagement. And so you'll see that those components overlap a lot. I don't really see that being problematic very often.
As you also visit with your chair and your visiting team, remember the agenda that's in the workbooks are sample agendas. And so although it might say 20 minutes for this and 20 minutes for that, you need to work with your chair and your visiting team, well, at least your chair, in terms of how much time you think you might need as a system to go through and explaining some of those pieces. Because if you're focusing on your 2 R's, you might want to give that more attention and then kind of just talk about what you're doing to maintain some of the other areas. Still addressing all 5 of them, but the emphasis might be a little bit different this first time around because you're wanting to explain to your chair and your team what's happening. This is the first time for your visit, so it would stand to reason that you want to really tell them what your goals are, where you're focusing, what are you doing in those pieces, and then talk about here's how we're maintaining these other areas. Or if you have not really addressed them, it's okay. We know we need to maintain these areas. We haven't looked at them, but we'll be ready next year to give you more information.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jeanette, this is Roberta Carter.
Hi.
Roberta Carter from Chautauqua. I have 2 questions. I need to go back to the March 15th deadline. We have not scheduled our on-site visit until April, I think it's the 16th, Are we scheduling that too late?
You're in year one, two, or three, four?
It's year one, I'm sorry.
Yes. What year are you in?
Year one.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine with that. It's not a problem. Our biggest concern is always not, like Bill had reiterated earlier, not so much the deadline in terms of years one through four, because accreditation is not, this is not the year of your accreditation.
Okay.
It will be
I'm,
on the
I'm
year of,
now, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It'll be on the year of your accreditation that we would really want those visits to occur, even perhaps earlier. We're going to have some conversation about that later on, because
okay.
we had a meeting with our Accreditation Review Council, that group that's going to be looking at all the information, and they were somewhat concerned about the timeline and the chairs being able to write the report in time for when they have their meeting.
One way to look at it, and it's getting down the road, is if you're a year one and you look at your visit this spring, go ahead and look on your calendar out for the next few years and start planning. I mean, you could have, ideally, you could even have your year five visit, you know, towards the middle of the end of February, where you're getting all that together and you've still got some time before you submit and you have it. So if you look at the five-year process, that's not a problem looking out having it earlier, is it? Because you'll have all that time to develop and work with your OVT and chair, and you can do that.
Okay. We feel pretty comfortable with what we have done for year one. Looking ahead, are there any examples of the goals and the action plans that will need to be written?
In the workbook, there is a sample action plan, and we do have a work group here at KSDE that has been taking a look at some of the different sample goals and action plans that have been coming in order to provide a little bit more clarity around that. But think about what you used to do with your school improvement plan at the time, or what you currently are doing. Your action plan should reflect your two goals, and it should, at a systems level, should also reflect how you're supporting your schools around the goals that they have established that go under those two goals of the district. So page 69 of the OVT workbook has a sample action plan, and we'll be putting out some additional samples probably at early part of next year.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions that you might have? We want to make sure this is your time, and we want to make sure that we answer those pressing questions that you might have.
Matt?
Yes?
This is Max Heinrichs again at USC 410. I need to get going, so I'm going to say we were here, and thank you for your time over there.
Thank you, Max. Well, not hearing the need for any additional questions, I'm going to let you all sign off. So I will be terminating this call in about 5 minutes. This is Jeanette Nobo and Bill Bakshar. We're kind of signing off of this call. Thank you all for participating. We will be back in 2 weeks. Remember that there is a call this afternoon as well. Thank you.